A reading from Mark 4:16 to 17. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
Reminds me of the one of the Beatitudes. It's in Matthew 5:11, where he talks about persecution. Blessed are those who are persecuted for me, my sake. And the troubles of this life. How many times we've talked about this countless times of this almost natural conflict that we're constantly facing. This division of purpose, almost, that the world is making claims on us, on our time, on our well-being, on our love, just constantly. And in a way, whether intentionally or consciously, I can't say, but the word, we are separated from the word so easily, because the world seems to be so much more real than what we might be finding in the Word of God.
Well, here the importance that Jesus in this parable is, what kind of soil are we going to be? Will we be rocky soil and just kind of casually work with the word? Or will we allow the roots to go deep? Because when the roots are deep, that will sustain us and we'll be able to endure when the hard things come. One of the lies of American witness has been, come to Jesus and everything is going to be much better and easier for you. Well, that's just not true to the Word of God in history. Come to Jesus and your life's going to get complicated. And Jesus is saying, okay, so be soil that goes deep. Don't be rocky soil that when the first blaze comes along, the first matter of heat, your plant's going to dry up. There's not going to be fruitfulness in it. We've been making note of how Jesus is so deeply connected to the Hebrew Scriptures and the Psalms, particularly. You mentioned a few days ago, this passage immediately links me to Psalm 1. So I'm sure it would have to the Hebrew hearers in that day, because it talks about us being trees that are planted by the river of life. And the psalmist makes the connection. How are you a tree that's planted by the river of life? You're one who meditates on God's law day and night. And the specific Hebrew word there for tree is a tree that has roots that go hundreds of feet into the ground. You would never know it by looking at the top, but they're trees that, because of the arid condition in the Middle East, they couldn't survive with the distance of rivers. So those trees had to go way down to be able to sustain themselves. And that's the picture the psalmist gives. And Jesus is saying it here. You're going to need some deep roots. And I'm sure it would have triggered that in the mind of the Hebrews, Hebrew worldview of people listening on in that context.
The psalm goes, blessed is the man who does not walk in the crowd of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.